After this, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, together with Jibreel alayhi salam and other noble angels, climbed up to the heavens. According to some narrations, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam climbed the skies while sitting on the buraq animal. And according to other narrations, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam climbed the skies with the help of a ladder decorated with gems and emeralds with the group of angels on either side of him, meeting the Anbiya alayhi salam. In this wonderful manner, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reached the first heaven. Jibreel alayhi salam asked to enter. The gatekeeper of the first heaven asked, "Who is with you?" "Muhammad, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is with me," he replied. "Was he invited over here?" he asked. When Jibreel alayhi salam replied that he was, the angels warmly welcomed him and opened the door for him. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered the entrance of the first heaven where he saw an elderly man. Jibreel alayhi salam explained, "This is your father Adam alayhi salam. Go and make salam to him." Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made salam to him. He affectionately responded to the salam warmly and said, "Marhaba, welcome to a pious son and a pious prophet." He then made dua for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whilst meeting him, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw some people on Hazrat Adam alayhi salam's right and some on his left. When Adam alayhi salam saw those on his right, he would smile in happiness, and when he saw those on his left, he would weep in sadness. Jibreel alayhi salam explained, "Those on his right are his pious children who will go to Jannah. When he looks at them, he is pleased. Those on his left are his evil children who will be thrown into Jahannam. He weeps in sorrow when he sees them." Can you sit in the stand shoulder to shoulder? Allahu Akbar.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim Maliki Yawmiddin.